I decided to create a segment where I can sort of give you 5 minutes that summarizes much of what I've learned during the week, and hopefully it's valuable to you. And speaking of value, we really want you to be a part of it. I want to know what you guys want to hear. I don't want to just ramble on, which, although actually I like rambling on, and most people probably don't enjoy it, but I don't want you to not enjoy it. So I would like you guys to DM us on Twitter, DM me at Technori or at Katoon, or WGN, WGN Radio, at WGN Radio. Or you know, even write us a message or call in, whatever you want to do. Because last week we had a listener, Zach Miller, who actually wrote me on a DM on Twitter. And essentially he asked me a question that, you know, this sort of sparked this whole 5 good minutes thing. And it was a great question. And I'm going to share it with you here, not only the question, but the answer that I gave him. And hopefully you guys appreciate it. He asked me, what is entrepreneurship? He specifically said, why is entrepreneurship such a buzzword, such a name versus just owning their own business? What makes it so unique? And the first DM, I have to tell you the truth, I wrote back and was like, I hate the term entrepreneurship because I think it gives sort of a weird, like, cult thing, and it just lumps everybody under the same umbrella. And there's certainly no, there's nothing wrong with building your own business, running a consulting firm, you know, blue collar work, running, being a plumber, all this stuff. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But I think that entrepreneurship as a whole is different. And it's different in a few ways. And this is what I told Zach. The difference in entrepreneurship is, I think the type of person is trying to build something bigger than themselves. Entrepreneurs are sort of obsessed with this notion of scale. They always want to find an idea that they can push down the road and scale into a large business, a business that's bigger than themselves. It's a business that leaves this, you know, of course their ego still exists. So they want a business that leaves a legendary status if they're successful, a la Mark Zuckerberg or something like that. But they want to build a business that employs lots of people, has a huge mission, makes an impact on the society, disrupts things, another word I can't stand, but disrupts the way that we do things, makes us think of things in a different way. The kind of things like you think of Ford in the early 1900s, comes up with a car, changes the way that you do everything. Facebook's the same way. So what I told Zach was essentially, when you look at entrepreneurship, I think you have to look at it with a little bit different scope. Entrepreneurs are driven to the point where it could be a slight, it could be on the negative side. I tend to be a person who internalizes negative feedback, and that drives me to be more successful. Or it could be on the positive. You see an opportunity to make change, and that drives you all day and night. And where the big difference lies is, obviously there's overtime. You own your own business. You're in charge of finances and all this other stuff, and, you know, managing employees, payroll, whatever. But the difference is, when you're running a company, say a consulting firm, or you're running your own, you know, food truck driver, or you're running your own plumbing thing, or whatever it might be, most of the people that I've spoken to, and I've spoken to a good amount, they can leave their work at home. You know, they might have stress and things, but they, for the most part, they can leave their work at home. And the big difference for entrepreneurs, and if you ask anyone who dates or is married to an entrepreneur, it's not so easy. A text message comes across, an email comes across, and next thing you know, poof, our brains are gone. And any little, you know, negative thing that comes in, it's like, you know what, I'll show you, I'll prove it to you. And so essentially, you know, kind of wrapping it up, what I talked to Zach about was the difference is that, you know, while the entrepreneur thing, it puts everybody in the same boat, I think that they're just cut from a little bit different cloth. They think that everything operates sort of in a different and unique way. And hopefully, if they're successful, or even if they're not successful, they leave an impact where people go, you know what, they went for it, they tried something different, and we can all learn something for it. So that's I guess my wrap on that. And 5 good minutes hopefully went by. I don't even know how long. I should have looked at the clock. But next week I want to talk about more things. So if you could DM us and let us know, follow us, tweet us on Facebook and Twitter, at Technori or at Katoon or at WGN Radio. Let me know what you want to hear more about, and hopefully I can help you and give you sort of some insight on, you know, insight on what I see every week. So that's the end of 5 good minutes. Hopefully you like it. If you don't like it, we'll just stop doing it. So all you have to do is tweet at us. But anyway, the last thing I kind of have to get to in this intro is the Technori Showcase. I plug it every week, but I rarely go into it full in depth. This Tuesday, which means coming up in just a few days, we'll be hosting the Technori Showcase at Chase Auditorium. And Chase Auditorium, obviously downtown Chicago, Chase Tower. And we're going to be having Avant Credit, whose CEO, Al Goldstein, will be our keynote speaker. This is a unicorn, or as we call a company valued at more than $1 billion, in this case, multiple billion. And Al is a Chicago entrepreneur who's had multiple exits. He gives back millions of dollars to the University of Illinois and universities all over Chicagoland for their entrepreneurship programs. We're also welcoming Fresh from Madison, Generator Accelerator, which has graduated more than 50 startup companies. And of those 50, 60% of them have at least raised $1 million or have had an exit already, which if you're in the startup world and you hear about the failure rates, that's absurd. It's crazy. So they're going to take the stage and sort of share how that's gone, as well as introduce five companies that right now are kicking butt all over the country. One from Toronto, a couple from California, one from Colorado. So at any rate, that's what we've got in store for you.